Now, I've got four scouts with me. The first thing I would like to do, they all have one thing in common. They are all part of the Laurel Highlands Council of Scouting America. And could you each please tell me your name, how old you are, and then if you have any shout-outs you would like to make to somebody who's listening now or who might be listening later. And we are going to start with you, Amaya.
I am 6.
And, where do you go to school?
Jefferson.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No, thanks.
And Tommy, we'll go to you now. Could you introduce yourself?
My name's Tommy. I'm 8 years old, and I go to Logan Elementary School.
And is there any shout-out you would like to give to anybody?
No.
Okay. And now, you're next.
My name is Grace McClelland. I go to Holy Cross Academy. I'm 12 years old, and I'd like to make a shout-out to my parents.
I'm glad you did. And then finally...
Hi, my name's Max Miller. I go to Pine Ridge Middle School, and I'm 13. I'd like to make a shout-out to my family and also my scout troop that is currently doing their highway cleanup.
Excellent, and a great project. Now, I'm curious if you all, and feel free to jump in, could tell me why you think scouting matters to you and what you like about being a scout. Anybody want to answer that question or share what's nice about being a scout? Yeah, go ahead, Max.
You get to learn a lot of life skills that you probably can't really learn anywhere else. A lot so, which are very useful.
Can you give me some examples of things you've learned that you've been able to apply?
Actually, public speaking is a big one. I've spoke at a lot of events for scouting, and I'm also here right now. And I think that's probably something I could have learned anywhere else.
I never would have thought that scouting would have a public speaking component. I think of tying knots and maybe chopping trees and building fires. But how did you learn the public speaking part of it?
My troop does different activities, and sometimes you may have to teach them, which is one of the reasons I started speaking. And when you're speaking to a group of around 40 boys and trying to teach them something, you kind of really have to get into your comfort zone. And from there, I started speaking at other scouting events in front of adults and larger audiences.
And do you like doing it? You must.
Oh, yeah, I love public speaking.
That's excellent. Amaya, have you learned anything in Scouts that you'd like to share?
Not really.
No, did you learn anything in an activity that you did or just how to do something that you didn't know how to do before? They sometimes don't come to mind right away. Tommy, how about you? Did you learn something?
I learned about, like, starting a fire, and I feel like I can't like learn how, like, with without adults like helping me.
So you feel more independent. And how do you start a fire? You need wood, I guess. And it sounds, have you helped to build a campfire before? Well, that's excellent, and it's good to feel more independent doing things like that. What about you, Gracie?
There are definitely some skills that I feel like I haven't learned anywhere else, like how to take something that is just, like, completely, like, you would look at it and you're like, I can't, like, I can't do this anymore, and you just, you know, you make it into something better, especially with cooking. Like, if you burn something, you're like, oh, man. But, like, maybe just slap some icing on that burnt brownie, and it tastes a lot better.
So it sounds to me a lot of people would call that resilience or just learning, you know, how to overcome adversity. That's a great thing. What do you think would surprise people about scouting? Like, I'm sure you have friends that aren't in scouts, and you tell them about things you do in scouts. Does anything ever take them by surprise, such as just now with public speaking? I would not have thought that would be a scouting-related activity.
Actually, it's really interesting because a lot of people think scouting is when they see, like, the stereotype of someone who is only out for to get an award and always kind of, I don't know how to really say it, but someone you don't really want to, like, be around. They're kind of someone who may be a little bit awkward or not like you, which is really interesting. When a lot of people visit our scout troop, it's kind of breathtaking to see the reaction to it, because a lot of them don't think that there may be something that they're able to fit into, but it's really just it's really just a bunch of boys who get together, boys and girls, and we have fun. We do a ton of different activities, and everyone gets to enjoy themselves. And there's a lot of jokes. There's a lot of goofing around, and then there's times where you have to be serious, but it's a really friendly environment.
That's a great description of it. I'm curious, Amaya and Tommy, if you have anything you'd like to say at all about what you like doing when you do a scouting activity. Is there something that you especially enjoyed? What comes to mind, Amaya?
The most thing you should be serious about is to have fun.
Being serious about having fun. And what's fun for you? Can you tell me about a time you had a lot of fun?
The first time I tried this.
Oh, when you try something new?
Yeah.
It's fun. And what did you try? I mean, you're trying something now. This is probably the first time you've been on the radio.
Yeah, this.
And have you tried other things with the Scouts?
Nothing comes to mind right
now. What about you, Tommy? What do you like about being a Scout?
I like having fun and, like, enjoying doing Scouts, like, together with friends and stuff.
It's nice to have something in common and to belong to a group. Is there something you really like doing, no matter how many times you do it, you just enjoy doing it?
Camping.
Camping is a lot of fun. Amaya, do you like to camp too? Have you had a chance to camp yet?
Well, I haven't camped yet, but I'm going to the zoo to camp, and it's going to be the first time, so I'm a little nervous.
Nervous about camping?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Does anybody have any advice for first-time camping? I'll bet you do, Grace.
It's very fun. No matter how many times you do it, it's always a new experience, and you just have to remember you're there to have fun. You're going to make some mistakes, but it's just a very great experience.
Tommy, do you have any advice for camping the first time?
Well,
a secret to making sure your camping experience is a good one? I know Max will. What would you suggest?
Bring a rain fly and an extra tarp.
That's very practical. And I would say an air mattress if you're allowed. you are allowed to.
So we don't bring like an air mattress. It's kind of like an air mattress, just a pad where you blow up.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean. To have that distance between your body and the ground is a good thing. So Max, I'm turning to you as the public speaker, but you could all jump in. You have a recruiting event coming up at the Pittsburgh Zoo, and I think between 10 and 3, folks can come to the zoo and meet you all. You'll be there, and there's more information at Laurel Highlands Council, LHC, scouting.org, LHC, scouting.org. The zoo's a great place. Have you done this event before?
So actually, I've never done this event. I'm just hearing about it, but by the sounds of it, it does seem like a really great event.
Excellent. Let's turn, Justin and Mike are here. They're both part, the adults with the group. Justin's from Wexford. Mike is from East McKeesport. And they have a little bit of something to do with this event to try to attract boys and girls to scouting. Do tell a bit about the events and about your experiences with scouting. What makes you want to be involved in scouting?
My name is Mike Edwards. I am an assistant scoutmaster with Troop 85 and cubmaster for Pack 85. My son Tommy, who's in studio with us, is a fourth generation scout. I am a third. We've had scouting in our family for a very long time. My dad was a scoutmaster for 33 years and helped our troop raise 60 Eagle Scouts. And scouting is a major part of our family and a major part of our community that we're continuing to look to grow. And obviously, we enjoy it greatly. That's why Tommy and I are here helping to share our experience with others. And then as Justin here will talk about the zoo event to attract more scouts to troops and packs in our community. But overall, scouting's been a major part of my life. My grandpa passed it to my dad passed it to me, and I'm here with my son passing it to others today.
That's great. I did not realize we had father and son here, so it's great to have the two of you here. Now, Justin, you are a growth director. Were you a scout as a child?
Yes. I grew up in the McCandless Township area of Allegheny County, went to North Allegheny, and was part of Troop 329, where I got my Eagle Scout years ago. Scouting has always been that part of my life that I'm happy to give back as a professional now, where I've worked to grow scouting in our communities all over southwestern Pennsylvania. And that's kind of what we're looking at doing with this upcoming Zoo Day. We haven't done this in probably close to 6 years. I think the last time was 2019, where we want to have the time to give that message on what scouting is today to our families and to our community. So with the four scouts we see here, we get to see what scouting is doing today and how it's pushing forward in 2025 and beyond. So we really are emphasizing our kids to come down. They can register for the Zoo Day. But if we have any new scouts that join between now and September 27th, they get to sign up for free. How about going to a free day to the zoo? That's what we're trying to drive so that the families can go and hear our scouting message. And while we're there, if you're not interested in joining yet, but you want to come to the zoo, why don't you come down on the 27th? Because then we'll have membership tables there. We'll have the chance for you to see scouts in action all over the zoo, showing what the youth of tomorrow are going to be turning out to be. And I think that's just a wonderful message to try to have instilled in our communities today by showing that.
Now, and Scouting USA is a little different these days. It's a little bit the same and a little bit different, but boys and girls, kids of are welcome. I guess that's probably the biggest difference, right? But is the structure the same otherwise?
100%. I mean, The biggest change that we have over these past few years is we're incorporating what the values of scouting and what the mission statement is, which has not changed in a very long time. You know, it's to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetime by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law. No matter how many new merit badges we put in, how many new people that we bring into our program, that still stays the same. And what we're doing is seeing how we can have that mission, have a greater outreach to the whole family, both boys and girls.
And it's looking at the website, which is OHC for Laurel Highlands Council, scouting.org. You can see those values displayed. Do you do many activities that involve kids from a variety of ages, or is today unusual that we have people, Cub Scouts, and I don't want to call them Boy Scouts. What do you call an older Scout?
They're called Scouts BSA.
Scouts BSA. Okay. So are there many activities where you've got younger kids and older kids together?
Yes, definitely. So we have so many opportunities all year round. We're getting into the fall, but we just came off of a really successful summer program where if you come down to our main summer camp down in just a little south of Uniontown in the mountains, Heritage Reservation, where we had thousands of kids all the way up from 17 years old all the way down to our first graders and kindergartners joining the program, where they got to experience camping in the outdoors in a fun and safe environment.
Excellent. Max, I'd like to hear a little bit about the cleanup that you mentioned you did. Can you tell me about that service project?
Yeah. We own our troop. I wouldn't say own, but we take care of a stretch of highway 2 miles on 910. And it actually originally started when our old scoutmaster was doing his wood badge, and we've just kept the activity ever since. But we've gone to really enjoy it, and it really shows our boys' act of responsibility in service.
I'll bet that there is a lot to clean up. I've been on 910 many times, and you get it pretty perfect, and then you go back in a month or two, and it's probably got a lot of litter again.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's really cool to think that you're really helping your community and really making a change.
That's great. I'm curious. We just have a little bit more time left. I've got really a couple questions. First, for all of you, Tommy, Amaya, Gracie, again, Max, is there anything you would like to say about scouting that you didn't get a chance to say, that I didn't ask you, or that you just want to say on your own? Anything? Amaya, what did you want to say?
Not really anything.
Oh, nothing? Okay. Anybody else? Gracie?
I feel like some people, especially like girls, feel like they don't want to join Scouts because they feel like it's all going to be like, you know, completely like woodsy and rugged. But it's really like fun, especially when you're with other girls in your troop who also like enjoy, you know, doing things. We can turn like, you know, hikes where we're hiking like 5 miles into like so much fun by just singing a couple songs. And we'll just be walking and just singing. It's very fun. And to any females there, scouting is an amazing experience, and I definitely recommend you join it.
I'd like to add on to that. For you to join scouting, you don't necessarily need to like camping or have any really skills prior. Our troop has a lot of kids who don't go on campouts, but they love to show up to the meetings and talk to their friends and learn whatever skills that we teach.
Well said, Tommy. Anything you wanted to add?
Not really.
So my other question, does anybody know what they might like to be when they get older? Have you thought about that yet? What you might want to be when you grow up? Are you saying yes, Amaya? What is it that you would like to be?
Probably a singer.
A singer? You like singing now, I bet.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anybody else know what they might like to be when they get older?
I'm not exactly sure, but I like writing, so an author might be very fun.
And it's definitely likely that you're not sure at this point. You might not be sure when you're in high school. There's so many things you can be. Tommy, do you know what you might like to be?
I think I might like being a YouTuber because you get to like do a bunch of fun stuff and you could like teach people new things.
And Max?
I'd actually like to join the military.
That's a great goal. And Scouts really teaches you some of that discipline if you choose to approach it that way.
Yeah.
I think, too. Well, our time, I knew it was going to go very quickly. Justin and Mike, thanks to the two of you for being here, too. And you can learn more about the event coming up on September 27th, 10 to 3, which is a free zoo visit, free to new Scouts. And you can learn about that at September 27th, 10 to 3. And more about Scouting USA in general at lhcscouting.org.